the Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who has stressed on investment in agriculture with emphasis on tomato production. Radio Ghana caught up with a member of the Parliamentary Committee on Agriculture, Bright Demoji, for his take on investment in agriculture in the country and the significance of Italian investment in the sector. He spoke to George Ankwa.
What we should be doing in the cellar in the area of tomato is only one, agro-processing. Agro-processing, which you need to look at, if you want to produce vegetables in this country, then you should look at the whole value chain. The whole value chain, I'm saying that, one, if farmers are able to even produce, then there must be somebody to buy, which is marketing, and there must be somebody to be able to process it. So the processing and marketing is key to a farmer. So yes, you know in this country, even the level of tomato we produce in this country, marketing becomes a problem in this country. So we should be looking at, one, how we can expand our irrigational infrastructure. And expanding irrigational infrastructure to be able to produce throughout the year, then we should be looking at how we can be able to make market available to our farmers to be able to produce by establishing factories to process our products. That's the last key. So one, we look at expanding irrigational infrastructure. Two, educating our farmers to ensure that they apply the right chemicals and fertilizers on production of tomato, because agronomic practices are key. And two, market and agro-processing. These are the areas that we should be looking at. If we just look at production and we don't look at the whole value chain, we will face some challenge and difficulties.
I heard the Italian minister stressing that we need to work hard and invest in agriculture. And my question to you is, do we have that budgetary allocation given to agriculture sector?
You see, it may not necessarily be agriculture sector. Always, that is why I said that in the Malabo Declaration, they never mentioned agriculture alone. They say agriculture and rural development. Agriculture and rural development. Are we ensuring that we expand the road network to our farms? Are we ensuring that warehouses? Are we ensuring that we have the linkages between the farm and the market? These are what we call agriculture and rural development. And we need to look at agriculture holistically. So for me, yes, it's good to invest in agriculture, but not only agriculture, but rural development as well. When we expand energy into our villages, then we are developing agriculture, because the farmer will be able to store his produce. The farmer will be able to ensure that whatever he's doing, he will be able to keep it safe. So storage is also key, and you can only do a proper storage system if you have energy. So it's a holistic approach, not only agriculture, but agriculture and rural development. That is why I am saying that the district and municipal assembly should look at local economic development. If they look at local economic development, then we'll be expanding agriculture. What can the district assemblies do to expand their local economy? What are they doing to create jobs at the local level? What are they going to do in Ghana? All districts can only expand agriculture.